I think the process was good, despite, funding delays, despite the fact that we have challenges on a few with respect to the rough terrain, despite pockets of agitation here and there, and all this hate speech and, criticisms of whether we were going to deliver or not. But, at the end of the day, we say that, as we have said before, that the votes that Liberians put in a ballot box are the votes that we will count, we will tally, we will collate, and then we announce to the Liberian people. And this is what the National Elections Commission has just done, in the October 10th as well as the 14th November runoff presidential election.
Madam, looking back, what do you think worked and what didn't work?
What worked well, I would say, firstly, we have expert staff with capacity to run elections administration, including all of the technical things that we needed to do. You are aware that we transitioned from optical mark recognition, which is basically a manual process, to biometric voter registration using biometric technology, on printed cards, which were distributed to the 2.4 plus million registrants. So this is a big plus for the commission. With respect to challenges, we say that perhaps maybe lesson learned would be that we will at this time continue to plan and advocate for early funding to the National Elections Commission. And we're looking at some legislation that will actually enforce having an escrow account for the commission so that we don't wait until 24 months to the elections, then we're running behind the funding. Considering that at times there are economic challenges, even the very government that is responsible to provide these fundings usually go through. So early planning can be of great help to ensuring that funding is available. There are other things, but they're just too many. But again, we're looking at lessons learned. Usually after every major election, we conduct lessons learned to see what worked well, what didn't, and to chart a course. To see how best we may be able to mitigate some of the gaps that we experienced during the process.
Is your term over now? If you are continuing to serve, what do you want to change next?
Okay, the position is an appointed position, but by law, it's a tenure position. And I've gone 3 years already this year. So it's left 4 more years. And in tenure, it means that if the law is respected, it means that I can go another 4 years. If the politics overtakes the law, then, of course, it means that I chart a new course in another direction. But we continue to remain at the commission, and we're focusing now on how to strengthen the commission in its discharge of its mandate, that is to conduct free, fair, inclusive, and credible elections. We have several proposals that we think can help to strengthen the commission, something to the effect that we're looking at how we can address the overcrowdedness at polling places. We're also looking at strengthening the CVE strategies and, the electoral reform processes. We also want to see how the capacity of the staff is strengthened, as well as restructuring of the administrative workings of the commission so that we promote team building so that the various teams are effective in doing their job. We also want to strengthen internal and external communication so that our messages, the work, how we interact with each other in the commission and how we interact and even consult external partners and Liberians, could be strengthening as we go along. So these are priority for now.
Madam Chair, thank you so much for the time to speak with you. Congratulations once again.
Thank you, James.